We're in Psalm 9 today for the reading. And what a picture we have of David. We see a little bit into his character. We see the heart that God loved as he cries out, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Tells about his troubles, but then he asks God to have mercy on him. Spurgeon, in his writing in the Treasury of David, says about this psalm and about this verse, we must not overlook David's object in desiring mercy. It is God's glory that he's desiring. That I might show forth all thy praise. Lord, have mercy on me, that I might show forth all thy praise. Saints are not so selfish as to look only to self. They desire God's mercy, that mercy's diamond, that they may let others see it flash and sparkle, and may admire him, who gives such priceless gems to his beloved. Let our prayers for mercy be made more energetic and agonizing by a sense of the grace which such salvation implies. When David speaks of showing forth all of God's praise, he means that in his deliverance, grace in all its heights and depths would be magnified. Woo! God, show mercy on all of us, that we may sparkle with your grace, that we might show forth your grace to the world, because we are so grateful and thankful, and because in giving that mercy, you've changed our hearts. The Message translation, I never share the Message translation first as I'm looking into a verse. But today's I kind of enjoyed. It says, I'll write the book on hallelujahs on the corner of Main and First. I'll hold a street meeting. I'll be the song leader. We'll fill the air with salvation songs. That does express the verse, doesn't it? Let's stand and let's say it in a more traditional flair. Yes, and Jeannie, as you listen to this message in the hospital this afternoon, Lord, let Jeannie know that I use the King James. Amen. Okay, let's say it together. That I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. And as we do that, we've got the keys of the kingdom. They're right here. We've got them. God gave them to us. Let's rejoice about them.